Okay. All righty. We have a couple of people on the webcast and one person on the call so far.
Okay.
All right. So let's get going. So Joni, welcome to Soul Luminous Radio one more time. We actually had the opportunity to have an excellent chat today. And as always, we meet right back where we last left off, whether it was weeks or months or days or hours. And so that's always fun.
I love this. We pick up where we leave off like sisters.
So this is the season of allowing in Soul Luminous Radio. And to allow means that you need to let go of something. We need to create some space, really, for something else that we want to come in. But so many times we hyperanalyze and we make something make it bigger than what it actually really needs to be. And it kind of clogs up the pipe, so to speak, and doesn't allow the flow to occur. Have you had anything in your recent history, either with a client, you know, who could remain anonymous, of course, or in your own life that you could share an example, especially with this exaggerated supermoon, which is bringing emotions and everything to the forefront and kind of causing us to react rather than to take a breath and act? Anything going on with you lately in that arena?
Well, I would take your question and I would then ascribe it to what's recently happened with the election. So without getting political, because I am apolitical. I look at this from a very spiritual standpoint. And I believe if we talk about allowing and making room for, we need to take a look at what is there that must be gotten rid of, what we need to get rid of in a full moon, that super moon that happened on Monday, that gives us that grand opportunity to release. So we have a situation here. We have a situation where there are many people in America and across the world who aren't happy with the outcome of the election, and they're in a tizzy, in a dither, and this is a great opportunity to take personal inventory and go inside and see whether there is any prejudice, any bias, any expectations. Expectations often lead to disappointment.
Right.
Whether there is a pattern of putting energy or giving your power away to one person rather than empowering yourself first. So many opportunities here. The list could go on and on. And many people find themselves separating themselves, whether they are conscious of it, from others. Just by their mere discourse, their conversations about what has gone on. So just by the mere separating yourself from another does not unite us in love. So when you talk about allowing and permitting wonderful things to come in, the gunk needs to be found. It needs to be excised. It needs to be examined. It needs to be honored. Oh, I had this. There must be some reason why I had this and I held on to this. Am I ready to give this up? How might I get this up? Do I need help in bringing this up and ridding myself of this? And when a person can do this analysis and pour out what does not belong, they're making space for energy to come in. So I recommend specifically regarding what has gone on with the election for people to transcend, for people to take this as an opportunity to go inside and learn about who they are as people. Are they conditional? Are there strings attached? Do they have anger and rage that have surfaced, that they weren't aware of, but it took this moment for it to trigger it to surface. Fix the rage. Work on this. Work on all of these issues that you have. This is the cleansing of the soul. So thank you, voters. Thank you, higher forces. Thank you, all of you, for and the ones that didn't vote. Thank you, souls, for creating this experience, this pivotal experience on this timeline where we can love, where we can choose love, where we can choose uniting, where we can heal ourselves and heal our brothers and sisters.
I think that you said one thing about the letting go. It's the letting go that frees us. The letting go is like the freedom that we seek. So that is the releasing of old perceptions or forecasting when you get something that you didn't anticipate or that you really, really didn't want. And I think that there are so many pictures of people kind of throwing themselves down on the ground in this huge emotional turmoil. And I'm like, all right, we knew that this was a possibility, but I mean, what else is possible? I didn't want either one of them. And I woke up in the morning and I said to my boyfriend, I'm like, oh my God, he won. And then I took that I call it a with inventory. So I felt around within and I said, how do I feel? And I felt relieved. And then I asked why. And it wasn't because the election was over. It was because I felt like, okay, at least we know now with what we're dealing with. And it's an opportunity for change. It's an opportunity to make something right here. So whether you wanted that the person in office or not, or even in a circumstance within your life, whatever that particular outcome was, you know, there it is right there. So what can we do with this? What was I thinking about it before? What am I thinking about it now? Let's like let go and allow some new perceptions to come in. We don't want to substitute. We just want to let go and let that space be there. So
I'd also like to add, it's just my take on it, is to question what is offered to you in the media, that it is important to scratch the surface, that we might be presented with information and that we all are allowed to question that as truth. I felt I must share that. And also, I came away with relief in terms of I gave myself permission not to have to figure it out.
Right.
Many people ask me to channel, and sometimes I'm not given information. I'm blocked because Joni isn't supposed to know and others aren't supposed to know. We're supposed to watch it play out in a different way. And I'm that organized type A type. And I normally would have tried to figure out, well, what are we going to do? How is this going to be? What's going to happen? And immediately I said to myself, no, you don't, there's nothing you have to do. You remain in love and you are going to continue living your life and being of service, being who you are and creating a good movie. And I suggest everyone do that.
Okay, so I'm going to look at the webcast. There are no questions yet, but we do have someone waiting on the line. So why don't we go to this person right now? And the last four numbers of your phone number are 0474. So 0474 from Brockton, Mass., you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
It's Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi. Hello, Michelle. Hi,
Joni. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What question do you have? How can I help you?
Could you please give me some insight as to the direction of my career?
How, have you been waiting for something to happen and you're like on the peak of a mountain and you're just, there's either a decision you have to make or someone's waiting to do something and you're just like holding your breath?
kind of, sort of. I started a new business and it's been a year and I'm not sure. I don't know if it's, I want it to work and I'm not sure that what's going to happen. So
I see you on the top of a mountain. You're on a mountain peak. Now, a mountain peak is very symbolic of success. You've reached the height. But the air is a little bit thin because you're so high up and you're gasping like, oh, I made it. Oh, that's right.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, like, I did it. But you're not.
Yep.
It's kind of like I see Bugs Bunny. Yes, I am the pop culture psychic. I always get the references. Yes, I'm quoting Bugs, Elmer Fudd. And we're at the top. We're at the top of, like, Mount Everest, and it's a matter of you're looking down, but you're not doing anything. You're at that standstill. Now, are you waiting for a sign? Are you waiting for someone to give you that line, that message of what you need to do, or are you just so confused that you're just immobile?
I'm overwhelmed with the financial piece.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, thrilled. But the reality is, you know, the financial piece, whether or not, you know, I have to pay my bills. Am I being realistic in you know, holding out? Because I don't want to go back to 9 to 5. I love what I created. I love it. I just
yeah, you've got something there. You have something there. Now, are you able to do the nuts and bolts financial? Does this have to do with figuring it out, like financial analysis with your head, or does this have to do with not necessarily having the money?
I need the money to pay my to make sure that
okay,
the money
so is
going
income.
To pay my bills.
This is about bringing in, and it's not about not understanding how to read books and do the finances.
Oh no! It's about bringing it in so you can
pay the bills, so you don't have to go back to a 9 to 5.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go in and see. Can you take out a small business loan, or is there an investor that you might know? But because it seems you do need invest. You need someone to invest in you.
I've been going back and forth with that. I do have access to credit cards.
No. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Not with interest and all that stuff. No, it's more bank or a person or not crowdfunding. I see you taking a loan. I see someone either loaning you, so that's either a bank or it's an individual, it's an investor. You have something here. You have a great idea. Whatever you're doing, it's either a product, a service, or both. It's really, really good, and it feels very good, and you love this.
I feel
you. It's like, oh my God, it happened, and it's a matter of either a bank or it's a person. It's the belief that you are viable, and you have substance, and there's longevity to this, and I think that there's something in that with having this loan that gives you, it offers you the validation that you need.
Okay.
And I think that it's like a concrete example, this is real. Not that you need that, but it's like, pinch me, is it happening, right? And when the loan comes through, I don't know, it feels like you take off.
So should I, is this something that I need to pursue? Do I go looking? I mean,
I think there's research that has to be done. I think that there's research in all different ways that people would find you to, I don't know. Some people find personal investors. I don't know how this works. That is in my area. But there are capital, what is it, investment?
Angel investors.
What are they called? The venture capitalists. There are venture capitalists and these personal philanthropists, and people know how to find them. It's an art. But once you speak to, you do your research, you find out the niche, and then you pursue, and you either find a person or a bank to invest in you. And it has, obviously, the person has to have integrity. You know that because you don't want to be taken or loan sharked. And then you're in. But it feels like it satisfies this business. It satisfies your need concretely in terms of money and emotionally, spiritually, in terms of the vision that you have and then your forward motion with it.
Okay, because what's happening is it's the financial burden is just it's so overwhelming that it's constricting me from, you know, I mean, it's constantly on the forefront is, you know, I got to pay my bills and
right,
you know,
right. Either it's a loan or the other because we always have options. There are other timelines. That is one timeline. That seems to be the one that's in my face. The other timeline is that you wait and you watch it grow, but you take a side job and that you find another source of income to pad your pockets. That's another timeline because the other side, our beloved ones on the other side, they don't want us to be in debt. They don't want us to go hungry and to lose our house and car and all of that. So it's about being smart, about being mindful,
right.
And you
right.
are. It sounds clearly that you are. This sounds, I have no idea, I just say it. Do you babysit?
No, I'm a baker.
But on the side, have you taken care of a child, or have you child-minded, or have you dog-sat or something?
Nope.
Okay, so I don't know what babysit is. So, let me see if they'll give me, because maybe there's metaphor. No. Your present job where you created this business, do you have any available time? Do you have any room to do any other side work?
Well, I did have another job. I was working 7 days a week, and the other job was paying my bills, but I was working 7 days a week, 13, 17 hours a day.
Yeah. That's
and
much.
I'm tired.
With those skills where you were doing that other job, can you do a job like that but not as many hours?
I've been looking. I have not been able to find anything like that.
Okay. So you can if you don't do the loan, if you don't go that
mm-hmm.
way, then make a movie and imagine that you are financially sound, you're taken care of, and that you find a side job that fits right into your story. Play
okay.
with the law of attraction. Our thoughts create our reality. And you kind of pigeonhole
okay.
this job right in the little, I don't know, like these little crevices in your schedule, and somehow you do this. That's if you don't do loan.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it feels very, I don't know, it feels very solid to me what you're doing.
Awesome.
Do you cater?
Okay.
Do you cater?
I don't, not yet, only because it's just me and I'm doing all the baking myself. I don't have any employees, so it's,
That's one thing I see you doing at some point. Is that you take
okay.
on at least one person, and that's
yes,
where
that
I see
the
making quite a bit of money, and that's where you could make a splash.
Okay. Yeah, and that's
so just you can,
planning.
If you like that idea, I see you even, do you do cakes?
I do.
So, you know, it's interesting. Do you have a hotel near you?
There's a whole bunch of hotels, yep.
Yeah. I see you pitching some of your cakes. And there might be event planners that are at these hotels. And I just see you, you've got a portfolio and you've got your card and you speak with a catering manager. And I see you somehow getting into a hotel. But
okay.
I believe it's the cakes. Do you do flowers
okay.
a certain way that other people don't? There are certain types of flowers that you do, or tendrils on them, and they're very wispy, and they're very unique. There's something that you're doing with the decorating.
Okay.
That is what gets you seen. So you can play with the flowers and play with the way you, the garland, you know, it's just the you know, the greenery and, you know, like the baby, you know how baby's breath are always thrown into a floral arrangement? Well, not always.
Yes.
Maybe that's an old thing and I'm dated and I don't know. But you know how you have the extra little stuff that flies off of the flowers just to add as they
mm-hmm.
run down the tiers? I see
yes.
some excitement, that's what they're calling it, around the flowers. And I see something with the tips of the flowers, the way you do some hooking and curving and pointing. And if you play for a while with the bag, I see you, there's something that catches people's eye.
Okay.
That's just Futurama.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah. I love what I do. It's just I'm trying to, you know, trying to figure it out.
I see you're being there. Imagine that you have a beacon. And your beacon is turned on, or you can imagine that you have a neon sign. And it's very bright, like open for business. I'm here. And that people
okay.
energetically see your neon sign or your beacon. I also see you with a lot of parties. So this is, it's very possible for you to grow this really well.
I see you at some point
with a van. I see you with a van with letters and detail on it with your logo.
Yep. Yep. That's part of the business plan. Yep. I already have the car.
There you go.
Mentality. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's in the plan.
this is real. You've created this. So you're baking up a good cake, honey.
All right. I'll keep going then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye, hon. Okay. Well, we have another person on the call here.
Let's go.
And New Jersey. And I'm going to unmute you. The last four digits of your phone number are 2543. You are on the air.
Hi. My name is Annie. I'm so glad to be here.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. So my question is, I've been going through kind of like a spiritual awakening lately and trying to figure a lot of things out. And it's very confusing. I go through very great experiences, but also a lot of lows and kind of like lower energy. And I'm just trying to figure out what to do next. I was wondering if you had some insight for me.
Okay. I'm going to go in. Do you have any water by you?
I can get some.
We'll walk with you while you get your water. Oftentimes when I do healings, they ask for people to sip. So that was the first thing. The water helps flush the energies through the physical body. So that's why that's the first thing that they asked.
Great. I got some.
Okay, you got it. Okay, good. Let's see. So what's happening now is where you are in terms of your awakening is there's a residue, there's a muck.
Mm-hmm.
That is around you, and you're being, quote-unquote, polished. Have a sip of water. That's the first. So they already started. They're rubbing materials, and they're almost like a pumice stone on the bottom of a very calloused foot. They're rubbing off energy that does not belong. It's an accumulation of lifetimes.
Yes.
I think clairaudience, I don't know if you're clairaudient, but I feel that that's in the works. Are you able to hear divine messages?
Kind of, but I'm still trying to get in tune with all of this, so I doubt myself a lot. That's something I'm trying to come into, believing in myself.
Yes, yes. So the clairaudience will be clearing up. That will be a possibility. So for the listeners who don't know what clairaudience is, that is divine hearing. So when people have a thinned veil and the messages come in from the other realms, people are able to hear messages, hear voices. So clairaudience is divine hearing. So I'm going to keep going in again. Now, I feel that when you walk, I don't know if this is actually a physical experience,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that when you walk, it's a tenuous experience. You're not quite sure-footed. Do you sometimes have your knees buckle or your ankles ache or your calves hurt?
Yes.
Okay, this is all part of the story. I do, and again, I have to say for you and everyone, I'm not a doctor. Please see your health professional if you have any medical issues. Okay, now I'm back to your legs and your feet. I see this as part of the clearing. A lot of energy in your legs that's being addressed, and that it's an accumulation of trampling around in different lifetimes. Back issues. Do you sometimes have achy mid-back, thoracic, and a little bit of lumbar?
Sometimes, but a lot of my stress is carried on the top, like my shoulders.
The top part. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting because maybe what I'm seeing is that gravity. It just kind of going down because it hit. I was hitting the legs and further, but maybe I was looking at Futurama that it would shift and go lower with gravity, but all the same, energy that's bound, and they're working through this. Do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Meditation is very important, and I believe that when you're in the zone, then it's as if when you put like an Alka-Seltzer tab in water and it starts to bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you're the Alka-Seltzer tab and now you're in meditation, you're in the water, and all of a sudden the bubbles start coming and you're actually releasing the energies that don't belong. I also see this, I don't know if you've ever seen when people, we did silver plating, we were actually watching that in, I think it was middle school chemistry class, and you can watch how if you put a penny in and then you do something with electricity with another metal, you could actually bind it, and you watch metals going across the water somewhere else. They're literally leaving. So where your back is and where your legs are, when you get in the zone, things are being pulled away like the Alka-Seltzer tab or that silver plating experience. I feel like there's a little bit of worry that needs to be addressed. That is your work. You are fine. All is well. You are in a metamorphosis of sorts, becoming the butterfly. And it takes time. It feels like there's about a year's worth of transition. Your vegetable intake is good, and I like that. Does that resonate?
Yes, I just switched my diet, and I've been very conscious of that lately.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking the vegetables. That's very, very important. Calcium, I'm not sure what you're doing, but take a look at your calcium.
Okay.
We want you to be strong and clear. So look at how it's coming in. They're not necessarily suggesting supplements. That's up to you. But just take note of the calcium intake. Also, magnesium. Take a look at where you're getting it.
Okay.
Let's see what else. It feels that your hands buzz. Are you a healer?
I have recently tried doing some things. Like testing it, and the other person that received it told me that they did feel it, and I've been getting a lot of signs that I might have that ability, and my hands are buzzing right now.
And they are? Okay, so yes, I believe you are a healer. And normally in person I activate people, but they said you could activate her remotely. Would you like to be activated?
I would
healing?
Love to. Yes.
Michelle, this is a first. This is good. Okay, so just put your palms up. And you could have them be on your lap or wherever. I think maybe you're on speakerphone, so you just free up your hands. And I'm just going to go in and shine information, pulling things out that do not belong. There are lifetimes of, oh, that, those are the blocks. Things like I saw you slapped someone. Yes, we play in the dark and the light for soul growth opportunity. We've all been victimizers as well as having been victimized.
Joni?
Yes.
Could I just ask you a question
yes.
for everyone's benefit here before you proceed? And thank you, Annie. When you're clearing things out for Annie, is there a way that our listeners can benefit from that as you're doing?
Yes. If a person feels that there's information in their body, whether it's their hands or any place, they can imagine that they are releasing it, and they can just put out the request, please release all that does not serve me.
Okay, and Andy, you brought up something just to validate, because I get a very, really strong feeling from you, like, I'm like, oh, she's so shy, but you are so going to be in your power big time. Like that, Joni, this is a question for you to help Annie too. When we feel like those goosebumps, that energy or that zinginess, or like, what does that mean? Just so people, as you're going through this process with her, can identify and just kind of affirm that it is happening for them.
When a person experiences goosebumps or a flush, or a feeling of joy, that is validation. That is truth. If their ears ring right after they've said something or done something, they need to take note of exactly what they said or did prior to the ear ringing, because again, the messages are coming in saying you're right on.
Okay.
So goosebumps and the physical sensation is clairsentience, which is divine feeling. The ear ringing is clairaudience, which is divine hearing. So I'm back with the hands. We're still pulling things out that don't belong. There are blocks, so we all have used our hands across time and space for different purposes. We've held and loved. We've also harmed. And so the love and the holding is positive. That would only lend towards someone being a healer, but the playing in the dark, those would be obstacles that would preclude someone from really getting into that healing zone. So now you can have a sip of water, because I'm still working on you. It's not going to stop an activation. Just have a sip. Helps flush stuff out. There are about five lifetimes of pain. I believe you were cut, and there's damage done to some of the tendons in the arm. So we're going in, so we're just pulling things out, and your head, and your arm, and your eye, all affecting the healing that you can do and will do. They're putting in peace, that concept, P-E-A-C-E, and your dreams are going to be fantabulous. This is going to clear the space for a lot of great dreaming. It felt a little dizzy, and I feel like there's going to be more of a settled mind. Yeah. So with the five lifetimes and any others that are not aforementioned that would affect your healing, others, and yourself, we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. This is to clear karma. Boy, is that special. Does that feel good? It's
yes,
like
it
lemon orange chiffon. Do you feel something?
Yeah, I'm feeling tingly all over and just like a flush of heat.
Whee! I love it. I love it. Activating online. So good. Forgive everyone and everything.
Yes.
Happy day. These are hundreds. So this is more than just the five. So I get hundreds of lifetimes that are just being pulled up. Karma's being released. You're holding on to all this negative pluck. And you're freeing and freeing. You're dancing around. You're dancing, dancing. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me. And you would ask for forgiveness because it's like, oh, please forgive me for having had unforgiveness towards you. So there are wreaths that are being placed at your feet, and there's an aroma of sunshine. So that's there's a term called synesthesia where you can taste color, you can smell sound, and in this case, I'm smelling a frequency, which is really neat. And so there's the aroma of sunshine that is with you too, and that is beauty and joy and love. And the last part of this process is thank God or spirit creator, whatever you'd like to say. Thank God for these life lessons. That kind of brings it all on home. Have another sip of water and rub your hands together. So there's a jewel that they place in your mouth, and it's almost like a lozenge. And it will be there for a while, and it's a slow release tab, honey. It's a special frequency that will work with you. It's not going to choke you. You won't even know it's there. It's for expression. It feels like it's love-based. Feels very much, it's very powerful. It's like a concentrated cherry, strawberry, raspberry, if we could even go there. It's like a berry-ish, but highly concentrated. And over the course of the year, that will dissolve, and that will help you with knowing claircognizance, clairsentience, which is divine feeling. And, this, yeah, there we go. After this call, are you at home?
Yes, I am.
So take a walk around your place. Just motion will help.
Okay.
Movement will help. If you want to also, you know when people do the bicycle, do you have any back issues where you can't lie on your back and put your legs up in the air and do a bicycle?
No, I can do that just fine.
Yeah, okay. So then get on a rug and then do the bicycle. That will also help, just like for about a minute or on and off for up to a minute. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. Yeah, I feel like the first thing that's going to come in is the hearing. I feel like your legs are strong. I feel like this tenuous type of walking with this achy whatever-ish, I feel that's going to calm down.
Thank you.
Also, the animal totem. There's an animal spirit that works with you. Check out the meaning of otter, O-T-T-E-R. Otter
okay.
Works with you. So for people who are listening who don't know what an animal spirit is, they're just animals that live on the earth. Like, what the heck are you talking about? There's a little bit more that's going on than what appears. Animals are of a very high consciousness. They keep it simple, okay? We complicate things. They know exactly what they're doing, okay? So animals come in, and they are messengers, and they all operate a different way, and they assist humans with awakening and being and remembering that we've never been separated from source and that we are love. And so otter, you can look that up. If you don't have a book called Ted Andrews Animal Speak, which is one of like the Bibles around animal totems, you could look up animal spirit energy, animal totem meaning, animal spirit messages, anything like that, and you'll find out how it works with you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Do you have any questions regarding any of this? This was a little action-packed today.
No, I'm just feeling really great. My crown chakra is, like, tingly, and it feels really good, and I really appreciate this. I needed this really badly.
Joni and Annie, listen, I happen to have my medicine card book here. And so to give you the benefit of experiencing immediately the wisdom of Joni's reading, I'm going to give you a little bit about otter medicine. Okay.
Thank you.
So if you've drawn the symbol, which Joni has for you, Otter may be telling you to become the playful child and to simply allow things to unfold in your life. It may be time to stop your addiction to worrying. It also teaches the importance of not hanging on to material things that would bind you or become a burden. In looking how you can learn from Otter's habits, you might look at the joyousness of the receptive side of your nature. Have you given yourself a gift recently? Have you received any messages in your meditation? Move gently, like the otter, into the river of life and flow.
This and that was the water, like with Alka-Seltzer.
Wow.
That was the water.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a water sign, so.
And you're a water sign. There you
go. Oh, you are? What are you?
Scorpio.
And this is the way of balanced female receptive energy, and you need to honor it. And in doing so, you're going to discover the power of the woman. And remember, like, the otter's always on the move and curious. And unlike other animals, the otter won't start a fight unless it attacks first, because you're really joyful. And this is definitely a healing sign. The otter's hide is often used to make medicine bags for powerful women because it represents the balanced female energy.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you. Saying that. Wow. Well,
thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome. Blessings to you.
Blessings.
And from a fellow New Jerseyite, because that's where I am.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, Annie,
you're welcome. Enjoy. Enjoy
awesome.
The joy.
Thank you. All right, you guys. Have a wonderful evening.
Aww, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
That was the first. Great.
That was awesome, Joni.
Thank you. That was the first. Activating the healer remotely and her feeling it. Love it.
And I posted all that on Facebook that you were doing an activation just so people can know in real time what's going on. So that was incredible.
Can I, for a moment, I would just, is there anyone else who's on the call?
There is
not. Waiting?
No, there is not.
Okay, I'd like to just take the opportunity just to share. People might ask, how'd she do that? How is that possible? She doesn't know this woman, and she's not there. And how can she do this, and the person can feel it? Well, the first thing, the first part of this is that you have to believe it's possible. If you do not believe that anything is possible, there is a block, and it is extremely difficult to manifest anything being possible. So.
You know, and I just want to emphasize the word possible. All you need to do is believe that it's possible. You don't need to believe that
Correct.
It's probable or true. All you need to do is have that opening.
Correct. And then the person that you're working with has to believe it's possible. The person has to also be ready to make a shift. And they have to have some, they have to put some belief in the person that is working with them. So there's a recipe for this. So when people go for a reading and they go in completely skeptic, and this person is bunk, and what they're going to say is bunk, and this is a joke, the chances are the reading will also be altered and will be crap, excuse me for cursing, on air. And that the person will be disappointed. They will have created a story that fits exactly what they expected.
Mm-hmm.
When you move into the, if you flip it, and the person comes in with wonderment, and they go, you know what, I'm not sure. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe this person has something to say. And I am so done with a certain situation. I am so ready for a shift. When you put that together, that recipe, and then you have a healer or a psychic that in fact does have integrity and can deliver, that's when things like this happen, where a person goes, I feel my crown chakra. And by the way, for the listeners, the crown chakra is the energy center on the top of one's head, which connects one to everything, to divinity, to us all.
Yeah, that's where divine inspiration comes in.
Pardon?
Divine inspiration comes in there.
Yes. Yes.
Which is actually...
And I'm not the only person that does this. I do not claim to you know, have the patent on this. This is our birthright. We're all hardwired the same way. We all have the energy system set up the same way. And we all have the ability to receive divine information. And we have the ability to heal ourselves and others. So there are many of us around the world that do this for others.
You know, you actually touched upon something because there is a question in the Q&A. And this is the question. Is it possible for me to channel or receive information or guidance by myself? And how do I know that it's happening or real?
Okay. I'll just say first two very, very recommended books. One book is called Opening to Channel, and it's by Sanaya Roman, S as in Sam, A-N-A-Y-A, Roman, R-O-M-A-N, and Dwayne, I think it's D-U-A-N-E, Packer, P-A-C-K-E-R. So that's Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. The other book is, I think it's by Doreen Virtue, and I think it's called, I think it's Divine, I see it's in my other room. I think it's called Divine Intervention, but I'm not sure. Oh my, that's a block. I think it's called Divine Intervention or Divine Inspiration, but it's a Doreen Virtue book, and one would have to look that up. And in that book, she explains the differences of the four clairs, clairsentience, audience, cognizance, and voyance. And she helps people distinguish when it is their ego, when it is their own self that's speaking, and when it's the other side that's coming in. And the first book, Sanaya and Dwayne, they have people go through exercises in meditation where they connect with their higher self. So that's the first piece here is the book recommendation. Now, to answer the question, everyone is able to channel. Now, if a person fears that they will receive terrible information, or if they doubt that they will be able to channel, these are blocks that hinder their receiving the information. They need to put protection around themselves. What is protection? White light. What is white light? It is the highest frequency in creation. It is love. It is God. It is source. It is everything. Because we don't want interference with lower energies coming in through our crown chakra and messing with messages and giving us misinformation and possibly just getting into our energy system and hanging out as negative energies. So fear and doubt need to be eliminated. Protection needs to be put around you before you do it. Some people have had bad experiences in other lifetimes where they've been a sorcerer or a witch. They've played in the dark, or they've been a healer and a psychic. And in either case, let's say if they were a sorcerer or a witch, maybe they were, it was so frightening and they harmed so many people that when they returned home upon passing, they said they would never do this again. Maybe they were playing in the light and they were healers and channels, psychics, and they were persecuted. They were killed. Maybe they were maimed. Maybe they were vilified. Maybe they were ostracized or their family taunted them. And when they respectively passed, they made a vow they would never do it again. So if a person is doing all the quote-unquote right things and they find they can't do it, it might mean that they said a never or made a vow. And that would need to be eliminated. That's something that I do. I go into what's called the Akashic Records, the holy library of where everything has occurred, and I could find that where in that lifetime that soul made that very strong exclamation to the universe that blocked from doing it ever again. and then after a vow or a never, or even a script, is eliminated, the person is then freed up. Mm-hmm. Some people are not there in terms of their spiritual development, and that they would like to do it, yet they have not advanced along the way to get to that place where they have embraced enough, accumulated enough spiritual knowledge to then do this. Now, there are always exceptions. There are people who they appear not to be advanced in that way, and they become gifted. And there's always a reason for that too, and they don't fit into the model. So with that being said, I would recommend to the person that asked the question and anyone listening, if they wish to do this, the most important thing is for them to work through their issues. Mm-hmm. Get rid of any addictions, any prejudices and biases, and fears. Be as clear a vessel as you can. Go for therapy if you need to. Work on your hang-ups. See yourself as love and see everyone else around you as love. Clear your soul of mess. When you channel for yourself, you want the highest of high to come through. That's what you would ask for. You want the highest of Christ-like consciousness to come through to give you information. If you have not worked through your issues, your filter, as I call it, will be slightly tainted. So despite the message coming through being holy and of the highest vibration, it does in fact go through your filter, and when it comes out into your consciousness, it will in fact bend a bit. And it bends more and more depending on how much stuff you have. And after you've cleared yourself, and then I'll wind up. Michelle, did you want to come in?
Something wrong with the connection here, Joni, because you're breaking up big time. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. So I don't know what was going on there, but it was all broken
jumbly and crunched up.
Yeah. Well, now it's fine.
Well, I'll just say, in case you need to edit this, I'll just say the person needs to work on their issues, because if their issues are not dealt with, the divine messages come through the person's filter, and then when it goes down into the person's consciousness, if the filter is tainted and muddied, the messages are bent. Clear up your life, and then the messages that come through seem to be of a very high vibration with very little, if no, bias. But since we are human, there always will be some type of bias. Go into meditation and be still. Imagine you are opening yourself up, and you can ask a question in your mind, like, hi, is there anything that you'd like to tell me? And then you be silent and you see what you hear. I was once on a teleconference, and the person had us all go into a quiet state and wait for a message and write it down, and we all did. And then the facilitator opened up the line, and people just started saying one after the other what the message was that we got, and we almost all got the same thing. It was either I am here, or we love you, or I love you. It was undeniable.
Wow. For everyone's information, the book, Joni, that you had mentioned by During Virtue is available on Amazon. I mean, I'm not plugging Amazon, although it is great.
Divine what?
Divine Guidance, How to Have a Dialogue with God. Yeah, with God and your guardian angels. And it's obviously one of the Bibles, because it was written in 1998.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is fantastic. Oh. And she has charts in there with the person's ego and what messages it could be versus divine messages. And she lays them out side by side so you can have an idea what the difference is between your own internal voice and a divine voice.
Yeah, and you're right about the four clairs, the clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, and the other one.
Clairsentience.
Clairsentience. That is all included in that book. So that's a great resource. I haven't, I didn't Google the other one, but I mean, Doreen Virtue's awesome. And,
Opening to Channel is also fabulous.
Yeah. So Opening to Channel and then Doreen Virtue's book, Divine Guidance, How to Have a Dialogue with God and Your Guardian Angels. So those are really good, two good resources. We are wrapping up here, and we have one more question in the queue, and it's this. I've done so much work trying to make money to be successful, and I feel like I can't do any more. I'm working so hard, and I tried to do more, but then I found that I couldn't. Not that I didn't want to, but I just simply couldn't. But now things seem to be happening. What's up with that?
This person who asked the question was looking for someone else to help them, and that there was a focus outward, and then something shifted, and then with the way that the universe had it, this person had to deal with a certain situation, and because they took the focus off this other person that they were hoping would come through, and they went inside, knew that they could do it, or maybe didn't, but just rose to the situation. That's why this happened. It was because the focus was not on that person. It was focused on another person alleviating the burden.
That's cool.
That's what I get.
Awesome.
And that's very, very important, where everyone knows that they have the ability to do many, many things, and that they can try first with themselves. But it took hard knocks to get to where that person is now, and I'm very happy for that person who got to that point. But it seems there was an outward focus, and then a disappointment, and then shoveling through a lot of crap in order to get to where they are, and they did it. Mm-hmm. Never stop believing in yourself. That's what they say to this person. Never, ever stop believing in yourself. You're a dynamo. You're able to do it. There's nothing wrong with you. And if anyone says you're crooked and nasty, they just don't understand who you are. You talk differently. You act differently. There's something about you, that je ne sais quoi, the very difficult to pinpoint why you stand out and you're different. People don't get you, but you're amazing, and that's why you came here, to be different. You have to be who you are. Do not stop.
Wow. Thank you. I am sure that person thanks you.
Happy wow. For them, because that's a whammy. Like, huh, that's what they're having me say. And
wow.
I love it. Good for them.
Joni and Soul Universe, we have to wrap up. We all have big days coming up tomorrow.
I just want for the listeners to know they can reach me at joniswhitelighthealing.com, because I do this via Skype and phone for folks who aren't local to me in New Jersey.
And all of Joni's information is on the website, soul-luminous.com, under Soul Luminous Radio, a Season of Allowing, and as well, of course, on Joni's website, all her audios and links to all of the readings and conversations that we've had on Soul Luminous Radio are available on my website. So you will become enlightened at Joni's gift, her accuracy, and her open heart, you know, that is just available for everyone. And one
thank
more
thing. Thank you, Honey Pie. I love being here. Thank you for having me. And I'll see you next month on here.
But Joni, one more time. Listen, when Joni says, yay, and we, and everything, that's her joie de vivre. That's her enthusiasm for living. And we all want that. Right?
May everyone feel joy. That's why we're here. We're to bring heaven to earth. Mm. We're to feel heaven on earth.
Love you, sister.
I love you, Honey Pie.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye.
Bye.